Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy!
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, we got to keep her moving here on a Monday. It's time for your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, November 15th, 1901.
Oh, okay, so it's not not going back to like 1402 sometimes.
Still good stuff happening then, but this is a good one. 1901, Miller Reese patented an electrical hearing aid. This is very exciting. You know, obviously people hard of hearing, deaf, a way for them to hear, which is amazing. However, I don't know how on board I'd be with putting a electrical hearing aid from 1901 on my head, right?
Yeah, that thing might get a little hot or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, hell, the light
bulb. I don't want to put on my body.
The light bulb was only made, 20 years prior to this? And now it's like, yes, look, we got this new thing called electricity. All right, it's pretty
new. How are you powering this thing? How do you power it?
It's actually got a sun catcher on there, and it just heats up really good, and it gets these coils going, and it increases your hearing. Yeah, I'm not putting that on my head.
Should this thing be ticking? It's ticking.
You have to wear a battery backpack, all right? Very heavy, 85 pounds.
What were they doing with ear? Mechanical hearing aid.
Well, you know, back in the, and I don't know how popular these were. You see them in movies. You know, like the old horn that people would, the old timey, like
Is
the guy
like
who's
old,
like, what do you say? What did you say? And he has that horn up to his ear. You know, I don't know if those were like common or if that was just kind of like a, you know, it's been exaggerated in movies and whatnot.
Talking to this tube, and I'm going to put it up next to my ear kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, but otherwise you just got to deal with it, which would be like, I'm not taking anything away from not hearing. But all of the old people I meet that are hard of hearing, dude, it's like they purposely don't replace the batteries in their hearing aids. Like my grandpa, never. Like I think he loved being able to just switch that thing off.
Well,
and be like, it's silent. It's quiet. I can't hear my wife.
My grandpa's always, and he'd be like, "Grandpa, your hearing aid's going up." Oh. And he'd have to adjust it, you know, so it didn't make that.
God, how loud did he have that thing, man?
Damn.
Every time he goes by the TV, the signal goes out like, "Grandpa, go sit over there. Your hearing aid's messing up the channel." I am probably
you're well on your way. So
I'm gonna need it. I've done enough damage to my ears over the years. Well, for anyone who's wondering, I know exactly the day when I first really messed up my ear, and it was at a Black Label Society concert, and we were up front, man. I'm chugging beers, I'm rocking out, and all of a sudden, like Zach Wilde hit like one chord, and my ear just went. Like, I felt it.
Boy.
Like, it felt wet almost in my ear. I'm like, what? That can't be good. And ever since then, it's just progressively gotten worse. So,
It didn't help that you put your ear up to the speaker.
Hey, man. Hey, I love it loud, brother. I love it loud. And then it's even worse, too, because I have a loud voice, so I need to compensate even louder.
Man.
So if you ever get me drunk at a bar, I'm the loudest guy there.
Yeah, Brock's here. Yeah.
What? Huh? but anyway, that's all I got on hearing aids, you know. Your bell tones are in the mail. That's what my dad always used to say to my mom when she couldn't hear him. Your bell tones are in the mail. Because, you know, the old mail order hearing aids? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, shut up. I can hear. Just choose not to hear you. All right. Well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Hearing got just a little bit better thanks to Miller Reese. All right. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Tommy Ryman.